I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Donald Trump branded NATO as obsolete on the campaign trail. He's softened that view somewhat since becoming president, though Trump still likes to make it clear he's against what he's called freeloading from other NATO members. So it should be interesting tomorrow when Trump meets with NATO leaders in Brussels. We reached out to Ivo Dalder to talk about all that. He's a former U.S. ambassador to NATO. So Trump's reversed his position on NATO. That happened last month. What has the Secretary General of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, been doing to change Trump's mind?
Well, I think he has been talking to the president when he was here about the fact that he understands President Trump's concern about the lack of defense spending by the Europeans. By the way, this is not a concern that is unique to Donald Trump or to this time. It's been around as far back as 1952 when Harry Truman complained about Europeans not doing enough on defense.
Are you saying this is just business as usual?
When it comes to the question of whether Europe is doing enough on defense, it pretty much is. Every president comes to Europe and says you need to do more. Every president comes to Europe and says unless there is a real willingness to start paying for defense, our ability to convince the American public to continue the support of NATO is going to be undermined or at least become harder. And I think what Jens Stoltenberg and the leaders will tell them is, we hear you, which is why in 2014 we agreed to make 2% of GDP for defense spending a requirement for the first time, and that countries that do spend 2% on GDP continue to do so. Countries that don't should do so no later than 2024. And then they'd like to move on to other and bigger questions like the value of the alliance, the nature of the threats that the allies face, and how we're going to deal with them together.
With Trump, though, I think you'll agree that he's not your usual president. He's bashed NATO, said the U.S. would leave the alliance, and he's also praised NATO. So as this meeting gets underway, how do NATO leaders see Trump right now?
Well, I think they're a little uncertain, to be frank. They will be looking to him making the case for why NATO matters. And if he says he supports NATO, does that mean he also supports the unconditional guarantee to come to the aid of any ally who faces an armed attack? And they will also be interested to see whether he shares their view that today Russia presents the greatest challenge to the security of NATO, which it has since its illegal invasion of Ukraine and annexation of Crimea. This is a finding the U.S. military shares. Chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff calls Russia the only existential threat to the United States. And the question is, does the president agree with that? Because most Europeans certainly do.
Are there any demands from Donald Trump that NATO can't or won't meet?
Yes, I think if he demands, as he has in the past, payment by the Europeans to the United States, the answer is going to be a flat-out no. That's not how NATO works. NATO doesn't pay the United States to defend itself. The United States decides for itself how much it needs to spend on defense, as do the Europeans. NATO is an unconditional treaty obligation, and this is not something that the U.S. does for payment.
Finally, Ambassador, I want to ask you this. We've seen how the White House has been kind of careless with intelligence, and I'm wondering how nervous many of these NATO countries, you know, key intelligence partners for the U.S., are feeling about Trump. Will they be holding him at arm's length on this? And is the future of NATO at risk?
Well, within NATO, there is some sharing of intelligence, but the most important sharing of intelligence is the intelligence the United States provides to our allies. In part because we are the most important partner, we are the strongest partner, we dominate the military command structure.
Isn't faith and trust at risk, though?
Well, if the president were to come to NATO and say that the alliance is obsolete and that everybody owes the United States money and that he doesn't believe Russia is a threat and calls into question Article 5, then I think we would have an outcome that is deeply problematic. On the other hand, I think if the president comes to the meeting, as I expect he will, fully committed to NATO, making clear that the Americans will stand shoulder to shoulder with the Europeans to deal with the threats that we face, the kind of confidence and trust that is the basis of the alliance can be restored.
That's Ivo Dalder, the U.S. ambassador to NATO between 2009 and 2013.